Yeah, the red light. Red light is on the recorder.
My receive audio went quiet.
Yeah, I guess this is close enough, so let's get this thing started. We'll call the meeting to order on February 15th, 2017 at basically 0000 Zulu. Terry, would you mind doing the roll call and see who all's here?
Okay, Randy is here, NM1G. Not yet. W27A here. W7OLY? Not here yet. N1API?
I got an issue. I got no receive audio.
Al is partly here.
Yeah.
Making notes here. And W4SIG, Kerry? Not yet. WJJ, no. NF0N, Mike?
Mike is here, NF0N.
Okay. N0KV?
N0KV is here.
0KV is here. N7JPF?
N7JPF is here.
Okay, we have five.
Yeah, that's all we need for a quorum.
We have a quorum. So when it comes to voting, maybe we'll pick up one or two more.
Yeah, hopefully Al will get his receive going.
Okay, we have a quorum.
All right, the previous meeting minutes was sent out via email about a week ago, so I'll entertain a motion to approve the previous meeting minutes.
NF0KV.
All right, NF0N motion. Is there a second?
NM1G.
Hey. Wow, he just jumped right in there.
Yes, he did. We'll take him in NM1G.
All right. Any discussion on the minutes? All right, you're all in favor to accept the previous minutes, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain. Abstain, WQ7A.
All right. Motion carries. Also, the treasurer report was sent out via email to all the board members, so I'll entertain a motion to approve the treasurer report, which also contains the secretary report in it, and at a very high level, but is there a motion to accept
it? I'll make that motion, WQ7A.
All right, any second?
M7JPF second.
N7JPF. Any discussion?
NM1G?
Yeah, go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, nothing in regard to the treasurer's report, but in reference to the money that's put out for the national, the $4,000, and then $2,000 for the prizes. And I just want to clarify, in the past, it's been the case of the money for the prizes is not money that we expect to be returned. Is that correct, that we're providing that for prize money, that, or do we expect to have that reimbursed?
That $2,000 or the entire amount?
No, the $2,000. I know. Yeah, I know when I did mine, the money that was advanced for the prize, which was in that case was the early registration prize, was not expected to be returned. I just make the comment that maybe I shouldn't, but I thought at the last national with the number of people that were there and the money that was provided and the tickets that were sold, I personally thought that we could have had another major prize awarded, but and we would have for what had been done in the past, we had more of them. So I just want to know whether we were expecting that to be returned or whether we were donating that for prize money.
Well, I thought it was a donation at $2,000, but other guys, what do you think?
Well, we had a motion at one of the earlier board meetings last year to approve $2,000 to be given as extra prizes that does not have to be returned. And that was a way to reduce the pay a little bit.
right.
This is Barry. That's what I remember also, but we haven't bought any prizes yet, so whatever the board desires.
Tradition, I guess. I would say that the that $2,000 was prize money, not expected to be refunded.
That would be my feeling, too.
Yeah, I would go for that.
Right. Any other discussion on the treasurer report?
I think I'm back at 1 API.
Hey, there's Al.
I'm on the phone. I had trouble with my computer, and I'm trying to get back on there.
Were you able to hear the discussion on the treasurer report?
Yeah, I got in on it, yeah.
Okay. So, any other discussion? All in favor to accept, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? All right, the motion carries. And flipping my list here.
Are we amalgamating the treasury report and the award secretary's report on that motion?
Approving both, yes.
Okay, very good.
A couple of weeks ago, I guess it's closer to 3 weeks ago, I got an email from W3DYA resigning as the contest manager, and reluctantly I accepted that resignation. And in the process following that, I got an email from Craig in M2L indicating that he would pick that up. So, with that in mind, I will entertain a motion to appoint and approve the nomination of Craig in M2L as the contest manager. Chuck, you making that motion?
I do.
Okay, any second?
N1 API.
N1 API seconds. Any discussion?
Right, sounds good to me.
Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of appointing and approving Craig in M2L as contest manager, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Sounds like it carries. Okay, moving on. I think we've always given out the Merrick Service Award to any of the major appointees or the officers of the club, so I will entertain a motion to approve the Merrick Service Award to Norm, W3DYA, for as many years of service as contest manager.
NF0N, so moved.
NF0N makes the motion. Second.
NM1G.
NM1G seconds. Any discussion? Well, hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Yeah, I just got a text asking if the if it's just CW or sideband. He's only going to do CW. I should have said that. He won't do the sideband. Any opposed? Any abstain? So that carries.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Randy, this is Kerry. I just got here. Sorry I'm late.
Okay, Kerry, welcome. We just voted on appointing NM2L as the contest manager, CW only, and we also approved the motion to award W3DYA, the prior contest manager, the Merrick Service Award. We've already approved the minutes and the treasurer report.
Okay.
So that's pretty much catch up. And KM6QF, Pat has been religiously over the past, I don't know how many years.
More than I can remember.
How many?
More than I can remember.
Just been sending out get well cards, condolence cards, and he's been doing a stellar job at that, and I just want to know if you guys agree, and I would entertain a motion to approve the Merit Service Award for KM6QF for Sunshine Coordinator.
WQ7A.
Terry makes the motion. Is there a second?
Is there one API?
One API heard in that pilot for the second. Any discussion?
I just think, I've been on both ends of that, not only notifying her when something needs to be sent out, and also having received cards when I was not well from her. I thought that was just an excellent thing that she's been doing for a very long time. I think the service award is well deserved.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed say aye. Anyone want to abstain? Motion carries. I'll tell the award secretary to make that happen. Terry, I think, yeah.
And this is Terry, just a quick question. Do we have, I think we might all agree that these service awards are phenomenal, and some of these, like the one to Pat, for example, it kind of shocked me. I haven't given one to her in the past. Do we have a way to pull a report as to who has been given Merit Service Awards in the past, just so maybe we can see if anyone else has fallen through cracks throughout the years?
I don't think there's an online ability to do that. The award secretary can do that. I can do that. Anyone who has access to the County Hunter, to the awards database can do that. I believe there is a query that will give you that. I can work something out and send it to the board members, but it needs to get out to everyone because anyone can nominate someone for that award.
Right, exactly. There's no other way. I don't know that we can, we may already assume that someone has gotten an award for something, but we know. So that might be helpful if there's a way to pull that report and make it available to membership.
Yeah, I agree. That's how we got caught with Carrie. Not that I'm picking on Gary here, but without someone making the effort of constantly looking at that database to see who has and who hasn't received it, and like Gary, he got overlooked for way too many years. And thanks to Mary, she brought it to our attention and got that corrected. Our next item on here is something else that I believe has been overlooked for a lot of years, and that's a lifetime. Am I missing something here? It's a lifetime service award to Gene for his efforts as programmer for Logger, for his database support, and so forth. So, Terry, you want to run with this?
Ooh, I don't have that in front of me here, but yeah, I'll just ad lib a little bit. You know, Gene has been working on this Logger program, specifically the Logger program. He's earned other awards, I believe, for taking care of the databases and servers in the early days, and still to this day does some of the web work with KW1DX. But specifically for his work with Logger, it's been a one-man show with a little help from some of his friends for as long as I've been county hunting, and that started, I believe he started around 2000, maybe a little before that, and has pretty much dedicated his retirement towards that program keeping it going, improving it, fixing all the bugs, and answering innumerable questions. And from my perspective, I have easily seen him put probably 1,000 hours a year for the last 16, 17 years on this program. I think he's well-deserved. You know, county hunting, as complicated as we have made it with all the awards and the tracking of the awards over the years, without Logger, you just aren't going to get the awards. You can get some basic things with other types of logging material, but it's Logger that's made county hunting even more fun, and it's a very necessary part of our organization. And I think Gene deserves the Lifetime Service Award for his dedication toward the Logger program and its users. So I would like to make the motion that we approve the Merrick Lifetime Service Award to Gene Olick, KD9CP, for his years of service maintaining and designing and taking care of the Logger program.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
NM1G.
Hello, Kaylee.
I got NM1G. He's the loudest. Any more discussion on this?
I've been told that before.
Any others want to, any more discussion?
I think it's excellent that we do this.
I might throw in a little tidbit in the award rules for the Lifetime Service Award. It takes two-thirds of the board to approve for that award. It's the only award that we have that takes that much backing.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We have 8 out of 10.
I think that's two-thirds. I'm not sure if it's two-thirds of those officers in office or two-thirds at the meeting. Either way, I think we got the two-thirds. Any other discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone dare oppose? Anyone want to abstain? Motion carries. Okay, going on to the next order of business, I'm going to save the big one for last. Right now, there is a, for Master Gold, you have to have 1,500 hours of either service time or 1,500 counties transmitted from. Service time can be accumulated in various ways. One of the ways is to be the award manager or to be secretary and so forth. When the split occurred with the award manager and award secretary, right now the award secretary, there's nothing in the rules that gives that person credit for those hours. Can you all hear me?
Who had the vacuum cleaner?
And there is a proposal that was made from the awards committee making a simple change where the award manager continues getting the 500 hours, but now the secretary will also get the $500, and that's per year. And so I will entertain a motion to approve the Merrick rule change. Let's see if I can find where the service credit for the award secretary towards Master Gold. Is there anyone that would like?
727, I'll make the motion.
All right, Terry makes the motion. Any second?
N0KV.
N0KV second. Ron, in where are you at? N5MLP, are you still here? Maybe he want to talk about it. Yeah, he's not speaking up.
I was muted. Can you hear me now?
Yep, yes. Yep. Do you want to say anything towards the committee's recommendation on that?
No, I don't feel like it's necessary, but the awards committee everybody that was present at the meeting in January voted unanimously with my abstention to make that recommendation to the board, and they all felt like it was justified for the award secretary to also get 500 hours per year. So that's all I need to comment on.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Anyone want to abstain? Motion carries. All right, here comes the big one. Ron, N5MLP and the awards committee has been working here for the last couple of months putting together a suggested recommendation on, I think it's 13 different awards where the mobile will get credit for transmitting from the different counties. I believe everyone on the board got the write-up of that. And I'm going to, I'll entertain a motion to approve the Merrick Award rule change outlined in the letter attached, which is what was sent out, for the self-credit for transmitting from a county. Would anyone
and
like
zero
to...
Zero KV,
that?
I so move.
And zero KV makes the motion. Any second?
And seven JPF second.
And seven JPF second. Set. All right, any discussion? Well, first... hang on there, Chuck. Ron, would you like to jump in on this? This is your baby.
I don't know that it's necessary. If anyone has any questions, I'll try to answer them. But we tried to make this wording as short and sweet as possible and as consistent as possible in all the awards. There was a lot of discussion about trying to do one generic rule change where we put in a special name for a rule that we could just reference in all the awards, but since there's some uniqueness to a lot of these different awards that needed to be addressed, it was recommended by some of the members that we try to go ahead and tailor it to each specific award to which it applies and not have anything that could be confusing with regard to whether it applied to other awards also. So this way it's the most precise way to do it on each award and be sure there's a minimum of confusion for awards that we haven't approved it for whatever reason. So with that, if anyone has any question, I'll be glad to answer.
Yeah, N1API has got a couple of questions. First of all, will this require a lot of will this require a lot of logger reprogramming from Gene, and also do we need to specify a kickoff date or on this?
Well, number two, your question number two, I specified in writing in each of these award modifications that the date of any contact to which this applies must be after today's date. So directly, it makes it effective tonight if you approve it for tomorrow. So I think that we've had that consistent wording in the end. We'll see it as the last sentence in each of these suggested changes. Says it must have been made after 2/15/2017. Now, on your first question, run that by me again.
I'm just wondering if this is going to have Gene do any have to do any major logger updates, because I'm not sure, not running mobile, I'm not sure if they're working in the in logger.
We would like to see it built in logger for a lot of reasons, because it would be a lot easier for the people to understand where they stand with regard to completing their necessary awards. We know that that may not happen because Gene has been doing this a long time, and for the last couple of years, when I was in the previous committee as well as the time we've had on this committee, there haven't been any major changes that I'm aware of that have been put into order like that. But we had held off on doing awards for a couple of years because of the concern about how and when it would get put in the water. And I did take a survey with you and the board members at the beginning of my term here as Ward's manager to see if we should continue to defer doing any changes or new awards, and everybody, I believe, pretty much unanimously said, no, we need to move ahead. So we have gathered, due to some of the things that Terry and others have done in the past, we've gathered some spreadsheets that could be used, but I haven't yet had time to go through and try to develop spreadsheets that would be customized to specifically address each of these 13 changes. But a lot of them are very similar to ones that have already been implemented in longer. As I noted in the write-up, the Master Platinum Award, the Mobile Diamond Award, the Double Diamond Award, and the Five Mode Award already give self-credit for someone that runs the county. I sent Gene an email last Friday and said, could you please respond with your assessment of how long it might take to incorporate these into Logger, and if it's very similar to what you've done for those other awards that I just listed. And I didn't get a response. Now, Terry talked to him, I believe, briefly sometime about it since this was forwarded to the board for approval. And he might want to comment on what his past experience has been with that, but we would be prepared to move forward with some sort of an alternative computerized, hopefully, spreadsheet type logging system that could be used by people if they chose to do it. We are concerned about the potential impact on the award secretary having to compare results from two or three sources that may not be exactly the same to try to determine if someone has met all the requirements for an award. So one of the things I discussed with Randy this week was that one thing we could do, if people are collecting credits from other people in Logger over a period of months or years, and they're also collecting credits for their own mobile activity in these counties, there could be duplications and there could be confusion about whether or not they've really actually worked somebody or transmitted from every county that they need to in the United States. So I just suggested one alternative is to get a needs list at the end of the time frame when someone thinks that they're qualified for it. Tell them to print out a needs list from Logger and then compare that to their other spreadsheet and eliminate any entries that aren't required to meet the specific requirements on the needs list, and pare it down so it's not too much information to review, and forward both Logger output and the supplemental output on the spreadsheet to the award secretary for evaluation, and hopefully be able to confirm and validate that they have met the requirements. Now, some people don't use spreadsheets or have a spreadsheet. I know that there are some third-party shareware-type applications. Perry mentioned one called OpenOffice, I think. I don't know much about those, but we will try to ensure that whatever format we create in Excel is usable in that kind of shareware product. And, you know, we're not forcing people to do it this way. If they don't choose to log stuff separately and submit it separately, and it's too much trouble for them, then they don't have to use it. They just don't get to claim any credits for their mobile activity if they're unwilling to make that extra effort. But if Gene finds his time and effort is available to incorporate one or two of them in the next 3 months and another one or two in the 3 months after that, within some reasonable period of time, most of them will be accommodated in Logger, and that would be the best option. But he hasn't committed to do that, and I haven't gotten a response from him. So does that answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyone else have any comments?
NMRG?
Chuck, go ahead.
Yeah, I can't find the sheet now, and I just wanted to confirm that in order to take credit for the county, you do have to make a physical contact with the radio, because there was in one of the note sheets or something, and in the things we've gotten in the last few weeks, there was one that was talking about somebody that if two people were out, they wouldn't really have to do it on the radio. They could just take credit for it. I just want to make sure that wasn't the case.
No, there's a situation now with a mobile team, whether they're a real OMYL team or just two operators. Those people can give each other credit for counties as they travel mobile on 2 meters without having to put out any transmission for anyone else to be able to get it. This, some changes we made, all require them to make at least one contact from that county on the HF band, so it hopefully eliminates 2 meters being allowed just as a way for those two to do it between themselves and leave everybody out of the picture. It doesn't prevent them from also doing it on 2 meters, I guess, but it was specifically mentioned in the OMYL team award, I think.
Yeah, okay, that answers my question. And yeah, in the case of, for instance, 2 meters, Bob and Jackie worked each other that way, and she didn't have a, well, I guess she does have, she's a tech, if she's got a tech license, she can work HF, but it would have to be CW, and so, yeah, okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a case where we were going to award people credits when they didn't actually make a contact with the radio.
No, I think we're going strictly for, in addition to what they can do on 2 meters between themselves, we're...
I just put out an investor stand.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sorry, that was KW1DX. I went off mute. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we're trying to encourage contacts on the HF bands, and I believe I got that in all of them now. It only requires one valid contact. It doesn't require three on each of two different bands and all that sort of thing that had been in some of the other awards in order to claim it as a transmitted county, which is a different type of accumulation. And that was to encourage people to put out 500 counties for certain awards that they were working toward on the mobile platinum or master platinum and above. But we decided not to go beyond just one valid contact for these in case somebody's out there and they can make at least one contact, but there's just not a lot of people around that day that want to eliminate them from being able to go ahead and take credit for it for their own needs.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Fine.
Yeah, I think this is a good thing, and we really should support it, especially in these days where there's not as much activity as there has been in the past.
It'll encourage people to go mobile, for one thing.
Exactly.
Well, we need to reward the mobiles for going out there and doing it.
I've heard from several people. Go ahead.
I just got a scenario for you that kind of make you smile anyway. When I was trying to do my first time, second time for whole ball of whack, I was down to three counties in the whole country, and one of the counties I needed, I had personally transmitted from eight times. But and it was not on anybody's needs list, but everyone got it more than they wanted to hear about it, but I never could get it. So anyway, I think this is a great idea, and like you said, it's anything to promote mobile activity. It's good for all of us. So anyway, thumbs up, and I'm all for it.
I might add in here, too, if I might. It also is very difficult to get contacts way out here in the West when not too many people are out here driving. And so if we can get those of us that are out in the West, the Pacific Northwest and the Southwest, out into some of those rare counties, it's nice that they can get credit for it as well.
Yep.
I have a question for the board, if you don't mind my asking a question.
Go ahead, Ron.
Do you think there will be a significant negative blowback from the membership about doing this? Does anyone have any concerns along those lines?
I think that's why the board is here, is to make these decisions for those people who elected us. And I think if we all agree, and sounds like all the comments are positive, certainly the majority will agree that we voted correctly.
When I talked When I talked about this at the digital conference last year, there was a lot of support for it.
Well, I've had specific calls from people who say they're not going to go mobile if they don't get this anymore because it's just a waste of time and gasoline money, and they're not getting any credit for what they do. So I think that's a good move.
I had calls from probably those same people.
Well, we know the same people, Paul. What do you think?
Yeah, they're all sevens, right?
Yeah, they are. Oh. Well, there's some sixes.
Yeah, there's some sixes too. Okay.
Well, I've had several zeros indicate support too.
Yeah, I had at least three calls from people throughout the country who really wanted this to happen, and I'm glad we're almost there.
I also know that Scotty NAAAT was a big, big proponent of this the last couple of years as well. We talked about it quite a bit. So, I think all the feedback I've gotten from people who brought it up have been very positive and supporting of this type of move.
It won't help the CQ magazine first-time people, but that's not our problem.
I brought this subject up, you know, when we had the convention in Denver quite a few years ago, and I don't think I got a standing ovation, but I certainly got a good ovation when I mentioned that. They were all for it. And it took us this long to get a board that would do it.
That's true.
Well, anything that encourages mobile to go out and run counties is always a positive thing because, you know, that's the lifeline of what we do. So whether it be a new mobile to go out and get some counties he needs, or long-time mobile like, an NAKIE, for example, that needs an incentive to go out and run counties again because he's worked everything, I think it's a very positive move.
One other comment I would like to interject. I've had some feedback before when I was on the previous committee, some negative comments about doing something like this for certain awards like the Inst Time. They felt like the people that had done the Inst Time 7 or 8 or 9 times would feel cheated for other people to be able to come along and get, you know, up to that level without having to work as hard as they did. My perspective on that is that everybody from this day forward, if you choose to vote for it, everybody will have the same earning power to earn it for awards that they're eligible for going forward from this point. And it really, in my opinion, doesn't matter if somebody else has gotten it 6 times previously. They can get 3 more times just as fast as I could, theoretically. Even though our numbers are different in terms of current standing and stars. So I think it should be thought of as being equally available to everybody as long as they've got whatever the prerequisites are to work on a particular award. They can claim new credits just as fast as anybody.
Well, I've got 5 stars, and I don't feel bad about it at all.
Any other discussion?
This is Kerry. I've got a quick question. I was going to see if Kerry, WQ7A, had any comments about the logger issue that Ron talked about getting to put in the logger. Do you have any input on what you think it might take to get it accomplished?
Well, I think it's been oversimplified. That's my own personal opinion. I have talked to Gene about it, and Gene's workload may or may not be able to get this done. The negative comment he had was it wasn't going to be easy to program, and it was going to slow down logger. because of all the extra CPU time it would take to do this. Now, that being said, over a period of time, often the things can get worked out so that, the negative impact of this doesn't happen. But I guess my caution would be going forward is that we can't expect it to be happening in Logger, nor to put the pressure on Gene to do this. But on the other hand, it's been longstanding that we would not depend on capabilities of Logger to move forward with our awards. So my opinion is that we need to move forward, vote for this, and with a caveat that it might take a little fine-tuning along the way, particularly for the logging, hand logging or whatever spreadsheets that the awards committee might come up with. Give it some time and see how it matures. And, you know, down the road, if it turns out to be a bad idea, well, we can also do away with it. But I think it's a good idea, and I really would like to go forward with it.
So at this time, mobiles would basically have to keep their own personal records of what they're credits they're trying to get as they run the counties until it's incorporated into Logger. I guess this is similar to the way that Mobile Diamond was when it first came out. People had to log their required contact on multiple bands by hand, pretty much, or a spreadsheet or whatever, until they're able to incorporate into Logger. I guess we're kind of, you know, similar situation, but yeah, I agree. We can move on with it regardless of whether it's not, you know, programmed to Logger right now or not. Some people aren't even using Logger anyway.
One more little comment. Let's go ahead, Terry. Finish up.
Oh, that's all I had.
One more little comment I'd like to say. All the awards that Gene has programmed after the fact into Logger, when you do a recalculate, it picks all that stuff up and puts it into the award. So, you know, it would be incumbent upon everybody to go ahead and log their contacts as if it were in Logger, and if indeed some of this happens in Logger, then recalculating will certainly bring it back up to speed and you'll get credit for whatever is allowed.
That's a great point.
I'd like to make one short, quick comment. In terms of the format of that secondary log, from past experience and from what Patty's going through right now, I beg you, do not do a handwritten log and submit that. That would make it very, very difficult and time-consuming to verify the two logs and reconcile. So no handwritten logs, please. Into my comments.
I can certainly understand how that would be.
Any other discussion?
Especially during tax season.
Yeah, you want someone to get shot, and I'd be the first one in the bullseye, and then you guys would be the rest. You'd be next in line. Let's vote on this. I think it's been a good discussion. It's a long time coming. We needed this. So all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstain? Motion carries. Well, that brings us to the end of our list. I'll make a quick comment that our next meeting right now tentatively is scheduled for May 24th. That could change a little bit, but that's what we can shoot for. And at this point, we generally open up the floor for anyone, any comments, so non-board members or board members alike. Any comments, questions?
You want to close the business session first?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This is Zero KV. We just got to make a couple updates on the convention, if you like.
Oh, good idea. Let's do that before we shut her down.
Okay. We have 11 people that have paid money and are planning to come, and I don't have the list right in front of me, but I was a little surprised to hear that AA9JJ and N9QPQ were the first people to sign up.
Good for them.
Yeah,
that's great.
W0QE has agreed to do the antenna measurement. measurement thing that he did in 2007. I helped him last time. I might ask for someone else to volunteer to assist him again this next time to free me up a little bit. I talked to Bob a little while ago, and for CD, he's agreed to chair the CW forum. And I talked to a ham radio outlet who has agreed to give us some special discounts and a lot of trinkets, they said, but special discounts on major prizes as well. And Pat's been working on the catering people about the meal. So that's all I can think of right at the moment.
WQ7A.
Yeah.
Barry, was there any resolution to the tax-free status?
No, I haven't heard anything more on that. I think she's still talking to him about it. I think they're probably talking about a Colorado tax-exempt license, and we don't have that, nor would we ever.
Sure.
That might be what they're talking about. I don't know. It's just a matter of $2 or $3 a meal. So.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
NM1G?
Go ahead.
When I did the convention in Petoskey, I used our tax-exempt number, and the hotel did not charge us tax on anything.
So, oh, good. Okay. Okay.
So it worked there. I had a small computer that I bought, and I bought it at one of the stores locally, and they also accepted our tax number. So whether they were supposed to or not, they did.
I don't think most of them care.
Yeah, right. As long as they got a number they can use, it's usually fine.
Well, I might mention, Barry and I and several others have had this discussion. In our paperwork, we have a letter from the IRS giving us the tax-exempt number, but apparently, originally, there was some kind of certificate for that status, and it has long been missing, apparently, in the paperwork. So nothing got transferred from the previous secretary to me that would have contained that.
I have a copy of that if it's still the same number.
Well, is the letter or the certificate?
I think it's a certificate or a letter. I'm not sure which one it is, but I've got something on it. So.
Yeah, I have a copy of the letter, but I don't have a copy of the certificate.
Can it be reissued?
I don't know the answer to that.
No, we got something from Bill. Maybe Pat just came down here. Do you remember what did Bill say, Pat? Certificate for the tax exempt. He said that he thought just having the number should work. So.
Yeah. Well, it's worked before, because that's all we've had for a while.
Yeah, Bill said he'd never seen a certificate issued, that all he thought they issued was a letter. At the federal level.
Well, in that letter, it sort of mentions the fact that there leads me to believe that there was some kind of a certificate or something which stated our tax-exempt status. And, in fact, it says, don't lose this letter because this is the only thing you got. And I'll go with that. Okay, enough said for me.
Yeah, the letter I've got is dated September 4th, 2003, and it's from, James Ricketts, Director, TE/GE Customer Account Services, and then it's just got the numbers written on the bottom of it, so, I don't know, that's what I used, and that part works, so.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the same one I've got.
It probably is, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Hey, Barry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Barry, I should know this. I don't. Do you have already set up, or do you need set up a web page for the national?
We have it already set up, thanks to KW1DX. Yeah, it's all set up and looks good. even list the members that have signed up already.
I'll have to look and see if I signed up. If I didn't, I got to do that.
I don't recall anything from WQ7A. I could be wrong. What do you think? I don't think. Did WQ7A sign up yet? I don't think so.
No, negative. All right, we'll take care of that.
I've got one other item, Randy, I was going to bring up to the board.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just to cover set up something. The Dayton Ham Fest is coming up again, of course, this spring. And as y'all know, last year, Merrick got a booth, and I saw a bunch of y'all there. We're very, very successful as far as reconnecting with old members, a place to meet for current members, and a place to recruit new ones. And after last year's success, we kind of discussed it and determined it'd be something we could do each year. The Dayton Ham Fest has moved to a new location. They recently sent me a email with information on setting up, requesting a booth for this coming year. And I wanted to make sure it's okay with you guys. We want to do that. And I'll also put a caveat with that is that I think it's a great idea with all the materials and everything, all put in one place. The only caveat is I personally cannot make it to Dayton this year. I've got a wedding I've got to go to. So we would need somebody else to kind of, lead, setting things up and taking them down. I just wanted to get some feedback from y'all to make sure that's something we want to do this year. And if so, do you need to go ahead and get us registered for a booth?
Do you want to put that into a form of a motion, and we can discuss it to prove the expense?
Yeah. You need to do that for next meeting?
The next meeting will be after Dayton, so we'll have to do it right now.
Okay. Well, I'd like to make a motion.
Unless we have
a verbal motion then?
Unless we have a special meeting next month, if you feel more comfortable in doing that.
Well, is there something we're supposed to do via email?
Is there an expense we incur with that?
Yeah, there is. Last year I got the nonprofit organization rate, which was cheaper than the standard rate. And off the top of my head, I cannot remember what it was. I think it was around $300 for the booth for the entire Dayton convention, I think. I'll have to go back and look at that. But I can let y'all know. I can send an email out and let y'all know the exact dollar amount so I can look into it.
Well, I guess we can do this a couple of different ways. We can do the motion now with a tentative dollar amount and approve or disapprove tonight, or we can, via emails, kick it around with a specific amount.
Okay.
And I'm not sure, do you have a specific amount, or?
I do not, and my computer is giving me fits, but I would say probably by tomorrow night I'll have the dollar amount. I can spread out to the board and let them know what it is.
And of course, that's last year's, not the upcoming?
Last year, I'm thinking it was around $300 last year. I'll have to check and see. I should have looked before the meeting started. Quite unprepared. My apologies for that. But I can find out by tomorrow night from Dayton what the price will be for us and let the board know.
Is the board comfortable in doing it via email because of our time constraint?
How about if we say an amount up to $500?
Yeah, I was going to suggest that in one APA.
All right.
Make a motion.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll make that motion, M1API, up to $500 for Dayton.
I'll second it.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any more discussion on that?
Got a question, M7JPI. The other thing was, too, is that we need to make sure that we have a body that's willing to do that.
Right.
M7JPI.
Yeah. I know that last year, and I can give them a call, Lowell and Sandra, KB0BA and ZeroXPL, they were at the booth probably 90% of the time, and they really enjoyed doing it. So I can touch base with them if they'd like to kind of be in charge of it this year. And if not, I'll let the board know, and we can see if we can recruit. We have a lot of people that volunteer to hang out at the booth. We always had plenty of people there, but we needed to have someone designated as the primary person for setup and takedown and, you know, responsibility of what it's there and so forth. So I can check with Lowell and see if they want to do it, and if not, I'll let you guys know and we can try to recruit somebody else.
All right. Barry, do you have a comment?
Yeah, this might be a kind of a senseless comment, but, you know, having not been there, I just wanted a recommendation from W4SIG that it was worthwhile to spend that much money to do it. I mean, did we get any members out of it? You know, what do you think?
Yeah, we got, as far as paying members there at the convention, I think we signed up, I'm thinking between 12 and 15 new members that weekend that we were there. And like I said, we had a lot of people that had been members in the past that had let the membership expire that told me they were going to rejoin. I don't have any way of tracking that. But I would think the number is somewhere between 10 and 15 brand new members last year that paid there at the convention.
Okay, well, at $10 a piece, that wouldn't even pay for the booth. But I don't know. Maybe it's right. Goodwill, I don't know.
You're not only getting goodwill, but you're getting our name out there so that this hobby doesn't die.
Right. We talked to a lot of people, too, about, you know, we met a lot of people that go mobile that have never heard of the County Hunting Net, so we kind of promoted, you know, to come by and check out the net, you know, put out at some counties, one or two counties, check it out. So there's a lot of a sales pitch towards the hobby of county hunting. And, of course, we had a one of the USACA certificates, you know, framed on display for people to see. So it's more promoting the hobby of county hunting as well as trying to get new members. But, yeah, if we're trying to make it a break-even point as far as financials are concerned, I don't know that'll ever happen. But as far as publicity and the goodwill thing towards members, it was very well received.
Any other comment?
Yeah, NM1G.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, I'll be there at Dayton, but I'm flying in and out, so I don't feel that I can do the setup and takedown and everything, but I'll sure work the booth while I put in some time while I'm there working the booth, if we have it.
Okay. And also last year I put a note out in the Roadrunner to let me know if you want to volunteer to put them on the list to man some hours at the booth. We didn't really set up a schedule, but we always had a good crowd of people surrounding our booth, and our booth, it was a great place.
Yeah, Gary, I'll be there quite a bit this year too. This is Mike.
Okay.
Gary, I got a question and comment. I will be there as well, and I can help out with that. But is there any kind of handouts that a cost for handouts or any other material or a bowl of candy, or is there any other side cost here that's involved?
No. Basically, we took care of all that last year. We got the banner that goes off the back of the draping for the booth. We also have the Marek tablecloth. I have a bunch of handouts that I typed up and printed several hundred copies of them that I've got in the box. We can pass out with information about county hunting and the awards and so forth. So really, no other cost other than the cost of the booth, and then of course the labor to set it up, which isn't really a whole lot.
All right.
I can put all the supplies in one, maybe two, small, medium-sized boxes and ship them to whoever wants to be in charge of materials for the convention and wants to take that responsibility on.
Okay. Any other comments? So I'm going to try to refresh what the motion was. It's to, I don't know, purchase, but to get set up with a booth at the 2017 Dayton Ham Fest, and for a cost of no more than $500. Did I miss anything on that?
Sounds good to me.
All right, with that, all those who approve, say aye.
Well, let's give a second.
Oh, yes. Do we need a second? Is there a second?
NF0N.
NF0N second? I think we've gone through the discussion.
Hopefully it is.
Those approved, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Motion carries. Now I'll entertain a motion to adjourn so we can open it up to the public.
And then what, G?
Comment.
I got a comment in there. Who's the comment?
Yeah, N0KV.
Yeah, Barry.
Yeah, when I gave my report there, I forgot to say I would like to see some different programs this year, and I've got a little paragraph that I'm going to put in the next newsletter that's a kind of a call for papers to see if anybody's got any new topics that they'd like to...
Go ahead. Barry?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that was me, but somebody made a lot of noise here.
I thought you had some more yet to your comment.
No, I was just commenting that I'd like to do a call for papers and see if we can get some new forum topics for the convention.
Oh, okay. If you guys will indulge me, KW1DX, Dave, are you on board? Dave, KW1DX.
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute, and I haven't been listening for the past 15 minutes. I had another call, but now I'm here now.
Okay, I'm just wondering if you can give us an update with our web, if you've got any problems, any issues, just an update status.
Sure. So we had kind of a, I'll call it a major issue or an issue with the LC1, LC2 submission page on the web, and that we were getting an error on that. I was not able to track down exactly why. I believe it was because the code is really old, and there was an update on the server, which then is causing a parameter to get messed up in some way. So I did figure out a workaround. It's not the best that I'd like, but it is working out there. I'm still somewhat trying to figure out a better version for it, but for right now it works. That brought up a question about whether or not we want to move off of EasyCGI, and which is the service provider we have right now for the server. I think at some point we may look into that, but right now I need to get a better handle on what all the code is inside the server and make sure that what the different functionalities that we would need for going someplace else. So I'd like to just hold off on that right now. Other changes that we made, I created some web pages for the National Convention. We're working with Darian Pat to get that information up there, which is up there now. And then we also, just yesterday, or this morning actually, updated the page for the 2017 CW contest. We got the announcement spreadsheets up there for that. We had talked with Randy about doing backups of the server. So EasyCGI keeps backups. I then do a backup periodically of the whole server code and everything like that. And I believe Terry had volunteered to do a backup as well. I just need to get Terry to coordinate with him how he's going to do it. I can show him how I'm doing it. And then we would have, in essence, three backups of the server, the one at EasyCGI, one with me and one with Terry. And we were thinking Terry would be good since he's the secretary, and me being good since I'm the webmaster. And I think that would be more than sufficient. I don't think we need to spend the money for a professional backup system, shall we say. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I did find out a month ago that apparently the way to have a web page, you have to have the domain name, which is the www.merrick.org, and you have to have a server to put the code on. I've always done it before where the domain name and the server are all done by the same company, and it's all part of it, which I thought this was. So I thought EasyCGI was doing that. But apparently GoDaddy is the one who's managing our domain name EasyCGI is the one who's managing the server. So I actually had to renew the domain name for a year through GoDaddy. I'm going to look into trying to move that over to, well, I think we'll put that as part of moving it over into, if we do move it to a different service provider, that will then move both of those over at the same time. So there was a yearly charge for that. And then I'm not sure, I got to look into when the charge for EasyCGI comes up. It's on my list of things to do to get to the treasurer, you know, when what these amounts are and when they're going to come in throughout the year. Unfortunately, I just haven't gotten to that yet. I think that covers a lot of what I've been doing, other than just general cleanup. If anybody has any questions, let me know.
Yeah, N0KV with a comment.
Okay, go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I, first of all, thanks for doing all that you've done for the convention. There's one more cleanup related to that, and that there's a events page, an events tab up at the top, and if you click on that, it still says we're looking for someone to host the convention. So to get rid of that. So.
Okay, I'm in the car right now, Barry. Would you mind sending me just dropping me a quick email on that?
Okay, no problem.
Appreciate that. That would be great. And I comment on that. I do have a backlog of tiny issues that people have sent me that I'm going to be trying to work through. And as I work through them, I'll send an email back to you saying, you know, this is an update or whatever. But yeah, so I'll take care of that one as well since that's to do with the national. Any other comments? Okay, so that's an update for the web.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. And Ron, N5MLP, I should have said when we went through that whole thing about the discussion and voting on the self-claim, please pass on mine and I guess the whole board's thank you for all the work that you guys done in putting that together in such short time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Agreed.
So, I think it's time to adjourn this meeting, so I will entertain a motion for that.
So moved, N1API.
Wow, what a pileup. Who you don't want to close it down? Who wants to close it down?
N1API.
N1API makes the motion. Who seconds? Maybe it doesn't take us.
N1G.
That's good enough. Okay, anyone? Anyone's got a comment? Wow. Gary?
Bob, N4CD?
Yeah, Bob.
I'm a couple of things. I'm happy to see that the self-credit for the different awards got passed. Would it be okay if that information got propagated on the K3IMC County Hunter website, as it would be effective as of tomorrow, and it might affect people's decisions to go out mobile or not go out mobile? And second, would there be a problem if I put an announcement in the County Hunter News this month about the board passing that?
Well, as a matter of fact, N5MLP earlier today sent me an email asking me the same question if that should get publicized immediately, and I don't see a problem. So, Ron, if you want to put something together and put it on the K3IMC form of what the committee had approved and what the board approved, it'd be fine with me.
KW1DX.
Dave?
Just something to think about. I'm okay either way. Can we get the, and you, Ron, can you get me the updated PDF awards rules document? Do you think it would be good for me to get that on the web page before you made an announcement on K3IMC so that, you know, if you make an announcement, people are going to, I think there's a chance people are going to go out there to grab the rules, and then if the rules aren't updated on the web, then there are going to be a lot of questions. And I can get that, if you can get it to me tonight, I can get that put up tonight if you want, or latest tomorrow morning early.
Yeah, you're talking about actually doing the edits to the existing award rules?
Yes.
Okay.
Or subsequently, if you're not at that point yet, maybe we just want to say on the K3IMC page that it was that those changes were approved. The write-up of the newer rules is in process, and they should be on the web soon. How about that?
Well, that would certainly work. I would have to go get the original Word document and update it, but I believe that I may have that original Word document. If I don't, I'll have to figure out where that is. But I don't see any problem doing that because all we have is the exact wording that we wanted inserted in each one of them, and all I'd have to do is to cut and paste and put it in there. Let me find out what the status is, and I will get back with you and let you know what I've got, what I would need, and everything. I have time to do it if I can find that original, but I don't know for sure if I can come up with it by tomorrow. But I agree with Bob that it's good to maybe put something out there. I'm not sure that K3IMC is the thing that would get the word out to everybody equally. I know some people read it and some people don't, but I think if we put it in the next newsletter, that's the official communication, at least to the members, that would be a good thing to do, although I'm concerned from what I've heard from various sources that some people do not read what's in the newsletter and seem to have no knowledge of it months later, so I don't know if that's a great communication mechanism or not, but that's our most official communication mechanism I can think of. And
it may be good to use multiple ones. So K3IMC, yeah. Bob's newsletter, Mark newsletter. We should probably put it on the front page of the webpage.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, the only thing I'm bringing up is I think it might be good to, if until we have the rules specified on the webpage that people would look at, just kind of say in your announcement that, you know, the details in the rules will be forcoming. But
yeah,
it's available now for you to go out and actually do the, you know, get credit.
Okay, and N4CD, I have a comment to your question. I don't have a problem with you putting it in your newsletter. I would like to try to kind of coordinate to the delivery of those various vehicles to about the same point in time. I know sometimes you put out your newsletter quite a bit before the end of the month. Do you know when you might be doing it this month?
Okay, usually it goes out about the end of the month. I can hold it off to the end of the month.
Okay, if you could kind of make it more coincidental with when we publish it in the Roadrunner, that would be good.
I'd be willing to bet that the word is going to spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
Okay. If we,
let Bob, since he brought the N4CD, if he wants to go and be tasked with putting the news on the forum, K3IMC forum, or do you think it all comes from the members? Does it matter?
I don't think it really matters.
And I'd say, Bob, if you want to put it on the forum, I think it's a great idea. I think what Dave said is a great idea, to say more details will be showing up on the webpage very shortly with exact wording for the rule change. But, yeah, I think the forum is probably the quickest way to get word to people. People check it quite often. And then, of course, follow up, like you said, with the other other sources like Dave mentioned.
Well, if it's going to be done, I guess I would just like to have as input to that that we go ahead and at least list the 13 awards to which it will apply so that it will answer some of the questions about what it will be relevant to and what it won't.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Another comment. We don't know yet if we have a County Hunter Forum at Dayton. We're still waiting to hear from the Dayton Hamvention people. And we probably will not have a County Hunter dinner this year because of the logistics of where the Hamfest is, where the restaurant is, and the fact that they're probably 30, 40 minutes apart, plus traffic, so there will not be a County Hunter dinner on Friday evening. This is a point of reference.
This is Mike Kenneth, zero in. Ron?
Question?
Yeah.
Well,
you might want to add one more source of information, KK7X.
Is
what okay.
Does he still have a forum?
He doesn't have a forum, but he does have a website with lots of information.
Okay.
Okay. I'll try to pursue that as well.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the word is going to spread fast.
Yeah, I think it will.
Yeah.
Tomorrow about noon, everybody should know about it.
I think a lot of them will know about it tonight.
Yep.
I'm cranking up the car.
What happened to Free Press? Anybody can put it out any time, any place they want.
Hey, let's get Trump to do it.
It's fake news.
Yeah. More fake news.
All I got to say is shame on the members that don't read the newsletter. It's our official publication.
Man, I'm going to tweet this.
Huh? Sounds good.
Anything else? Good meeting.
Thank you, Randy.
Oh, I stumbled my way through it. You guys did all the talking. Well, I guess we can start shutting her down.
I guess good night all.
73.
Good night.
Good night all. Showing up, guys.
Here you go.
The organizer.